The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, "You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, though Christ does not need any proof other than his own word, he still gives three things that point to the truth that he is the Christ, the Son of God. First, he brings up John the Baptist because he bore witness to the fact that Jesus was the Son of God and constantly was pointing others towards the Christ. Second, Christ points to a witness that is even more convincing than John, and those are the works of Christ himself. All one needs to do is examine them seriously, all these miracles, and you can see that each one has a mark of divinity. And third, the Father himself is a witness to Jesus Christ. Jesus' miracles then are a kind of a form of witness that the Father bears concerning his Son, whom he sent into the world. Each of these things point to the truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah. My brothers and sisters, Christ will soon be here. Do we need more signs and miracles to convince us? For are we ready to take his word and accept all the proof he has already provided and to follow him to the Father?